From NPR West and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, prospects for Supreme Court nominee John Roberts. First, the lead, London. More unease in the British capital after yesterday's four explosions on the transit system there. Today, police in South London shot a man dead after he jumped over barriers at the Stockwell subway station. Here's how one commuter, Mark Whitby, described the shooting to the BBC.
I've never seen anything like it in my life, really. I saw them kill a man, basically. I saw them shoot a man five times.
Eyewitness Mark Whitby. Authorities say the man who was shot was wearing a winter coat on this hot summer's day and carrying a backpack. With us again from London is the BBC's Nick Childs. Nick, what more can you tell us about the shooting at this station?
Well, Alex, we're still a bit puzzled as to the precise circumstances here. The news conference that we had with the chief London police officer, Sir Ian Blair, gave us a little bit of information, but not very much. He said this was an operation, as he put it, that was linked to the investigation into the bombings. And he said as a result of that, a man was challenged and refused to answer police orders and was shot and was pronounced dead at the scene.
More police activity today in the Harrow Road area, this is West London, and at a large mosque in East London. What happened there?
Yes, a rather unusual and rather edgy day, I think, for Londoners, seeing a lot of activity that they're not really used to and perhaps to some extent will be a bit alarmed by, of course, the dramatic shooting, but there's also been a dramatic sealing off of a road with the arrival of armed police and a raid on a house in West London, and the police say they're also doing the same at two other addresses. We've also had some security alerts and armed police, as you say, surrounding a mosque because of suspicious packages there. It turned out in the end to be a false alarm. Whether it was a hoax as well is slightly unclear, but certainly all this going on in the immediate aftermath of what happened just 24 hours ago, in the aftermath of what happened 2 weeks previously, I think has got people a little bit on edge here.
Let's go back to that police conference a little earlier today. Scotland Yard Police Commissioner Sir Ian Blair, here's a bit of what he had to say.
This is the greatest operational challenge ever faced by the Metropolitan Police Service. I think the Metropolitan Police Service and its sister services are doing a magnificent job, but officers are facing previously unknown threats and great danger.
Nick, also at that press conference, the police played footage from these closed-circuit video cameras that they have out, security cameras, pictures of men they say are the suspects from yesterday. What about these cameras?
Yes, it is remarkable that in both the events that took place 2 weeks ago and in the events that took place yesterday, closed-circuit television is playing a huge and important part in the investigation. But what we actually saw today were images taken from four cameras at four locations of four individuals which the police say they want to identify and, if possible, locate urgently. So they weren't actually saying precisely who they thought these individuals were, but it's clear they consider them pretty adjacent to their inquiries. And the other interesting thing is that they made this information public and made a very public appeal to people to help. It is remarkable in a way that they've made as many advances as they have in the investigations up to now, but clearly they are very anxious to get as much public help because they very urgently want to find these people, quite apart from anything else, because they don't know what they might be up to now, what capabilities they might have, what intentions they might have, given that it's beginning to look like the attacks yesterday were failed attempts to create the devastation of 2 weeks ago, that these were bombs that passed partially exploded but didn't cause the devastation that we saw 2 weeks ago.
BBC's Nick Childs from London. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you, Alex.